there's a prohibition of events. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, any gatherings over 50 people.
So can you tell us some of the different types of things this may include?
Quite frankly, everything. There's no reason for any people to gather, you know, in large numbers, because obviously that puts a strain on all of the health and safety measures that are possible. So it's very, very clear. So whether it's a public event or a private event, this is where people are going to have to use common sense and recognize that this is a challenge that we all have to face together.
Will there be continued jobs, continued essential services?
Yes, quite frankly, it's going to be basically business as usual from a point of general operation of society. Offices will still be open, businesses will operate, like the world will go on, but obviously with the situation where people gather in large numbers, or larger numbers, and or there's direct face-to-face interaction as much as possible, that is going to be curtailed. The biggest, I think, measure of the state of emergency, it actually just gives the government the legal authority then to basically enforce these provisions, so that if there are circumstances or situations that are untenable, it gives the government the authority to actually to make sure that the regulations and that are followed.